Hello. Okay, we've come to the end of 2 Kings, and tonight is a little bit of a long reading. We're going to finish out 2 Kings, so there's 4 chapters and not 3. But these are relatively easy to read because we know some of the story. This is good King Josiah. Josiah was 8 years old when he becomes king. And they read to him from the law, and he's touched by it, and he decides to try to make amends. He realizes things have not been going well. His grandfather is the guy that's causing all the problem, Manasseh. He's the one that is so evil. And he turns around and he changes everything. It says he restores the temple. In chapter 23, he renews the covenant. He even, when he tore down the other shrines and things, he desecrated those shrines. He made sure not only did they just not exist anymore, he made that place something that was would have been evil in the sight of another god. And so anyway, he did everything that he could. Chapter 23 has a very interesting thing in it. In verse 21, it says, "The king gave this order to all the people, 'Celebrate the Passover to the Lord your God, as it is written in the book of the covenant. Not since the days of the judges who led Israel, nor throughout the days of the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah had any such Passover been observed.'" Now, the reality is, as you look at some of the commentators and things, it's not that they haven't had Passover up till now. Like everything else, things got mutated and changed. And so Josiah is doing everything he can to put things back in order. So they followed the instructions for the Passover to the letter. And, excuse me, it says in verse 25, "Neither before nor after Josiah was there a king like him who turned to the Lord as he did with all of his heart and with all of his soul and with all of his strength." Does that ring any bells for you when Jesus says, "How do you love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your strength? And your mind," you have a little Greek influence there in the Septuagint, "with all of his heart, with all his soul, and with all of his strength, in accordance with all of the law of Moses." Verse 26, there's the word "nevertheless." That's kind of like the word "but." You know what that means. Anything that follows negates what goes before. "Nevertheless, the Lord did not turn away from the heat of his fierce anger, which burned against Judah because of all that Manasseh had done to provoke him to anger." Josiah could not overcome the sins of his grandfather. And I kind of get the impression from that possibly that all the people, although they followed the king, they hadn't necessarily all gone against the grandfather as well. So anyway, Josiah ends up dying in battle, which is a little bit surprising, but there's no special message made of that that I can tell. And then his son Jehoahaz becomes king. He only reigned for 3 months, and it says, "And he did evil in the eyes of the Lord, just as his fathers had done." How in the world do you do evil in the eyes of the Lord in just 3 months? I mean, he had to get moving on. Chapter 24, Jehoiakim then becomes king of Judah, and he's king during Nebuchadnezzar, when Nebuchadnezzar comes. And he rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, and the Lord sent Babylonians, Arameans, Moabites, and Ammonite raiders. Do you realize that all the people that Judah and Israel have been fighting for all of these years, the Moabites, the Arameans, and the Ammonites, every one of them are coming back to take vengeance on Judah, as well as the Babylonians. It says, in order to remove them, down in verse 3, "Surely these things happened to Judah according to the Lord's command, in order to remove them from his presence because of the sins of Manasseh and all he had done, including the shedding of innocent blood." And I think that's talking about the child sacrifices. Jehoiakim becomes king of Judah. He reigned for 18 years. And he was taken away. It says that as the Lord had declared, Nebuchadnezzar removed all the treasures from the temple of the Lord and from the royal palace and took away all the gold articles that Solomon, king of Israel, had made for the temple of the Lord. He carried them into exile all Jerusalem, all the officers and fighting men and all the craftsmen and artisans, and the total of 10,000. Only the poorest people of the land remained. And again, this is the same thing that you see in Daniel chapter 1. All of them are taken. And then you get Zedekiah is the next king. Now, Jehoiachin is taken to Babylon, but he's still kept alive. And then Zedekiah becomes the king of Judah, and he reigned there for 11 years, and he was just as evil as everybody else before. And then you find out that it was really awful down in verse 5, 6 of chapter 25. It says, he was taken to the king of Babylon, where sentence was pronounced on him, talking about the king. They killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes. Then they put out his eyes and bound him with bronze shackles and took him to Babylon. They wanted the last thing that he saw to be the death of his sons. And then you see that Nebuchadnezzar was so mad, he sent people and they completely burned down the temple. They burned down the palaces. They burned down the homes of all the leaders, and they basically destroyed Jerusalem. And it says in verse 12, but the commander left behind some of the poorest people of the land to work the vineyards and the fields. We're going to see this when we pick back up in Ezra and Nehemiah. There's just nobody there. There's just nobody there. And then you see the complete captivity of Judah. And an interesting postscript at the end of chapter 25, Jehoiakim is released from prison and eats at the king's table. I don't really know what to make of this, because he wasn't a good king. It wasn't that he was being blessed. I think the closest I can come to, just in simple reading, is that God is demonstrating that there will be a remnant of his people left to be brought back. And that ends 2 Kings. Tomorrow we pick up with that remnant coming back. We skip 70 years into the future, and we pick up with Ezra. Hope you have a good reading. I hope you've enjoyed 2 Kings, and we'll pick up with Ezra tomorrow. Have a good evening.